Welcome to Forgotten Words. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and today we want to talk a little bit about the program here. Today marks the 100th program we've had. 100. It seems like it's been just a few days ago that we started, so it's just amazing to me that we were that this is our 100th program. Excuse me. First off, I just want to say thank you to everybody that listens to the program, that's wrote to us, that's helped support us, that's give us encouragement, criticism. We appreciate and welcome all. We wish you would write a little more, because we want your thoughts. A lot of people disagree with what I have to say, and I want to hear from you too, not just from all the people who agree with me. We get a lot of good reports, a lot of good emails, but we don't hear as many people who disagree with us, which is kind of surprising, I guess, in a way, because I get a lot of emails from the website contrary to what I that are contrary to me and what I have to say. But anyway, we just want to talk a little bit about the program, to thank all of you, to thank the radio station, Dave, and all the people there who gave us this opportunity to start with. It's been phenomenal. It's been amazing. It's a very humbling experience. It's the first radio program I've actually done in this type of a format. It's just very humbling to me to think about it, and so I try not to sometimes, but it's humbling that I can reach so many people and try to help so many people through this media like this. Never ever thought it would be possible, and it's just been a phenomenal thing. I'm so thankful to the Lord for giving me this ministry, for helping to sustain me, because I couldn't do it without Him. I just really couldn't. A lot of you don't know. Some do, but there's a lot of you, I'm sure, that don't know and have no idea what it's like to have a ministry where we talk about the horrible things that are going on in our church and in our churches, and with the people that are preaching, the false preachers and the false teachings and all the false prophets and their false prophecies, and how disheartening sometimes it can be, and because we know the truth. I know what the Lord has put on my heart. I know what the Word says. I know what God's Word says, and that's the important thing. And it sometimes is very, very disheartening to see so many people following all the false preachers out there and all the false teachings and the lifestyles they live. It breaks your heart. It's always disheartening. I shouldn't say sometimes. It's always disheartening, but sometimes it just builds up to the point where you feel the weight, and you really have to. I have to take time to sit and ask the Lord to take that weight off my shoulders a little bit, because it becomes heavy. Anybody out there who cares about people, who cares about the Lord and the work of the Lord, and tries to share that with others, feels the same way. It's a burden that is a joy to have, but sometimes it gets heavy, and we have to rely on the Lord, because He can handle it. We can't by ourselves. I can't by myself. I guarantee you that. I just can't. So encouragement from folks that write us and email us is it's wonderful to get. I guarantee you, it really helps lift us up. It it gives us the a little bit of motivation that we need to know that there are people out there that believe like we do and that understand and that care about the things that we care about and that care about the Lord like we do and that we care about the Lord like they do. It's a wonderful thing and we appreciate it so much. A lot of people say, you know, why would you do what you do? And I know I've talked about this in the beginning of the radio programs, but I want to, being how it's the 100th program, I want to just reiterate a little bit about some of the scriptures in God's Word that tell us what to do, you know. On the website at forgottenword.org, our website, we have scriptures on false prophets and preachers and things of that nature. We have it's a page that talks and shows some of the verses in the Bible that where the Lord tells us different things. And that's what we use to share with people so they understand why we do what we do. But Ezekiel 33:6 is the one that really strikes and means so much to me. What it says, it's Ezekiel 33:6. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. His blood will I require at the watchman's hand. See what the Lord said there? The Lord asked me to do what I'm doing. And because I accepted his call, I have to take it serious. Because I understand from just this verse alone even, that if I see falsehoods in the church, and I see people preaching falsehoods, and I don't say anything about it after the Lord's asked me to. See, the Lord put it on me to be a watchman. And there's other watchmen out there also. I'm not alone. But he asked me to be a watchman. And I accepted it. And so now, if I see something wrong and don't tell you folks about it, every which way I can, and one of you that don't believe in Jesus, your blood, if you follow these false preachers, it's on my hands now. I don't want anyone to die without Jesus Christ that I could have reached and not said something to. I don't want their soul on my hand. I don't want their blood on my hands like the Lord told me would. Another one is Matthew 7:15, where I've talked about that this week. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. If there wasn't false prophets, he wouldn't have told us about them, folks. It's as simple as that. Simple. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Pleading with the Lord, see? And the verse goes on to say, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. What's he saying there, folks? Listen to what he said. They'll cast out demons. They'll do wonderful miracles in his name, but they're fake. They're false prophets, doing it for their own gain, not for the Lord. Matthew 24, verse 4, 5 says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Many, many people today say, you know, I heard from Christ. This is what he told me. That's, you know, they're phonies. They're phonies. And also in Romans 16, verse 17 through 18, it says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. In other words, people who don't understand the Gospels, don't understand the Bible very good, these people will deceive them. And they do it on purpose. They'll teach them things that are contrary to what the doctrine of the Lord really truly is, the doctrine that we know and learn. And we're supposed to avoid them. And we're supposed to mark these people and tell people, look, they're wrong. They're preaching and teaching wrong. Don't go around them. And what's Galatians 1, 8 through 10 say? But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. How simple can it be? He's warning us, and he's telling us. In 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. 2 Peter 2:1-3, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. Isn't that amazing? 2 Peter 2:18, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. 2 Corinthians 11:13, 5-15, for such false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. See, they're phonies, they're fakes, they're transforming themselves into apostles of Christ when they're not. And 2 Timothy 3, 1-7, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Listen, people. The world's full of those kind of people right now. And 2 Timothy, preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Listen to what the Lord says. Listen to what the Lord's telling us. Folks, we love you. That's what our ministry is all about. We want to help you to learn the truth about these false prophets and preachers. Be with us again next week as we continue our quest to help you learn the truth from God's Word. And before I go, I just want to say one more time, thank you to every one of you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support, for your love, for your letters, for your financial support, and all you do. God bless each and every one of you.